WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
KB8OE Mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
CQ, KC8RYC, radio test, anybody copy?
KB8FK.
Thank you for confirming. For a while. You know, happy Independence Day.
Thanks for the greeting. Hope you enjoy the day as well. This is Leonard over here in Madison Heights, AD8FK, and a funny kid from Madison Heights. Do anything special today? Behind you. I got two waves here, and I scan on one, sit on the other one, so. All right, Eric. You belong to one of the clubs out your way?
It's a negative. Oh, I've had a license for many years, but I've been off. But I finally got one of these little small fail thing, 18s with the digital CMR mode. So I'm getting back on the radio again. And I got my Yaesu and I can start probably putting above at least a mobile antenna in. Start trying to get into it. I'm busy with work and stuff, but it's a hobby. I enjoy doing it. So my call sign again is Kilo Charlie, Romeo Yankee Charlie. Seems like there's a lot of activity on here. So.
Kilo Charlie 8, Romeo Yankee Charlie. Well, I got that down. I think you said your name is Eric, if I caught that correctly. Well, welcome back into the amateur radio. Good to hear you, and hope you make yourself known more often.
Thank you, sir. That is correct. It's Eric. Would you mind repeating your call sign name again? I'm going to write it down, try to write down what you're on here.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I know I need to write things down, too, when I'm on the radio. And the name here is Leonard. Leonard. Also called Len, L-E-N. And the call sign is AD8FK. That's Alpha Delta 8, Foxtrot Kilo, 88FK, and I'm here at 50 Mile Dequindre. Back to you.
Thank you. Yep, I copied that. So it was Leonard, and you go by Len, Alpha Delta.
Yeah, you broke up there, but I think you got it, ADFK, and I think you said you've got a Yaesu you're working on now. Yeah, you must have some kind of antenna up there, and you're working on this repeater. I'm not sure, this radio doesn't tell me which repeater you're on there, but the 147.8, I'll have to look that one up, but must be over there in Mount Clemens somewhere. Thank you, Ray.
Got it. Yeah, here, but yeah, I'm over at like 15 in Harper area right now. I'll put in 5 watts. Right now I'm using the new little male playing PM32 radio until I get my Yaesu, the mobile one, back online and going again.
Really came through nice, loud and clear that time when 5 watts from my bell thing. Some of those bell things work quite well, so just better be at the right location with the right antenna. Are you just using the antenna with the radio, or you have another antenna you're using there, Eric?
Just using a rubber duck antenna. Nice wave. 5 watts of power. Yeah, it's pretty impressive that it's actually been impressive to bring it.
That time, they got caught some noise, so it depends if you're moving around, you have to be aware of a sweet spot, and that last transmission was not the sweet spot. So, anyway, I don't know how far away the repeater is from you, but anyway, we'll thank you for doing a shout-out, and we'll listen for you another time there, Eric. KC8, RYC, AD8FK.
Thank you, same to you. Have a good port. KC8RYC signing off.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
WHSS with Yates, Sierra, Sierra, listening.
Eagle Echo 8, Sierra Echo Victor, East Outlaws, monitoring.
N8WCB, this is KUYU.
YNU, happy 4th to you there. This is November 8th with Charlie Bravo. Well, hopefully you had a good day at work. Hopefully one of those types of holidays. Hopefully no fireworks, so to speak. How do we do today?
It was a good day. We did well. A lot because we had the staffing to cover what we needed to cover, and so it went really well today, thankfully. How was your day?
Well, I'm glad you had the staffing. At least that helps out. A lot of holidays, short-staffed and that, but now there's a lot of incentives to get you to work the holiday and take the holiday off, but I'm glad in that way. We're doing pretty good here, pretty much just stayed indoors, not a lot going on today, just laying low.
That's all right, it's not a bad thing. I think that's what we're going to do tonight. I think we're going to do up some burgers and kind of lay low tonight. Not bad. might do that either tonight or tomorrow. I'm not sure, but yeah, it's definitely one of those. I don't know what it is. They've got their large party going on behind us here, so we're just gonna kind of lay low to things. And you know, it's hot. I guess it's supposed to be hotter tomorrow, but yeah, that's a good plan for you too. It'll help you maybe unwind a little bit. Get ready for tomorrow.
Yeah, I gotta get through the next 2 days and then I'm off. It'll be nice. Yeah, it's good. It's good. Now we're gonna take the weekend easy and trying to sit back, relax. We've had a couple of busy weeks, so this week we're just kind of sitting back and not doing a whole lot.
Yeah, that's true. You know, you guys have been busy. You've had, you know, your up north trip and other things that have been going on. And it, you know, they say you kind of you kind of get to that place. It's like just kind of a sigh of relief or just kind of exhale there. And you know, you say you're on your work weekend, and it's like say it probably works for the best. Just get everybody all unwound, and again, makes it easier for you to get some sleep and back at them tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. Just kind of relax. But other than that, really not much is going on. Just gotta get through the next couple of days. It shouldn't be too bad. Usually after the holidays, not bad either. Do that. And next week is my short week, so got a couple of dentist appointments for the kids that they've got to do, and I'm trying to think what else is going on here next week. There's a couple of we're gonna redo the flooring and in the master bedroom, and hopefully get that done and finished up, and we'll be good as gold. So.
Yeah, you better lay low this weekend. Wow, that sounds like a busy week there with, you know, running around, dental appointments for the kids, and you know, especially the flooring in your bedroom. That's going to be quite a bit of house upset there for you, trying to get your the new furniture around or whatever needs to be done, and try to get that in place, the subflooring especially, and then get it back to where it should be. That's going to be a big enough job for you.
Oh yeah, it's going to be decent. But we got some help this time. One of Leo's friends, husband's going to come over and help me out there. And so between the four of us or three of us, whatever, we can bust that out, and we'll be good.
NAWCDs, yeah, that'll be a big help to you guys, especially with your circumstances in there. I think it'll be helping. Are you guys carrying the laminate in there, or the hardwood pergo type flooring, or going back carpeting again?
We're going to be going into we're going to take the flooring that's in the living room and follow it into the bedroom there. It'll get rid of a lot of the dust. And, you know, the carpeting collects dust and it collects a lot of that, you know, that garbage. And so we're getting rid of that. We're getting rid of the padding and stuff like that. And it'll help the rooms stay cool. We're eventually going to do that to the kids' room. As well, but down the line, I guess.
Yeah, little bit by little bit. You know, that's going to be a big enough project for you. And like you say, it'll probably help you, especially with carrying that living room flooring in. That'll help you out. Like you say, carpeting is kind of one of those things that you say it collects dust and wears down. Where you can just kind of with the flooring, you can damp mop it or mop it up or whatever, sweep it, and that helps. I think probably goes a long way. To breathe easier, especially if somebody has respiratory issues or anything. Yeah, for sure. So it'll be good, and I think we're gonna we're looking at painting the room. Our room in the washroom, dryer, the washroom there is the two rooms that haven't been painted yet. So we're looking at doing something like that here as well. So it'll be good. Looking forward to it. There you go. I mean, you have a nice, complete redecoration there, and you get your room, and painted walls, have everything freshly painted, and new flooring in that. Who knows? Maybe Leo will get you to get some new furniture in there or something.
Yeah, we're looking at getting at least a sitting chair, some type of chair in there. So we don't have a whole lot of room, but we're looking at getting some type of this big squishy chair or something just to kind of sit in. So she's got an area to read or the baby's up and needs to rock the baby to bed, she can do that or whatever. So just something that, there's a corner that that's ours, and we can kind of just sit in the room and relax.
Absolutely. That's a good plan, and I think seeing your room a couple of times, it's big enough. Like you say, you don't need some recliner or big stuffy chair, but just something that's comfortable that you could sit down, for whatever reason, read, or like staying with the kids, or for whatever reason at all, sit back and relax there for a few moments and just to kind of recover. But yeah, I like that idea there. That sounds like a nice remodeling there for you guys. I'm happy that you're able to do that.
Yeah, so we'll see how it all plays out, and lots has to do with money and stuff, but we'll go from there and get the flooring done first, and go from there and see how it plays out. But it'll work out. I'm looking forward to having the floor back to normal, and having a nice painted room and stuff, so it'll be good.
I agree. You need something that's, you use it, you get to the place, it's like after you fix it up or remodel it or redecorate, it's like, wow, it's a new room, or it's just, we use our stuff and to be replaced or cleaned up or whatever. So yeah, like I say, it's a good thing. You have a little corner there too for your shack and your desk there that you have.
Yeah. I'm getting this set up. I'm still kind of moving things around with my shack. Leo got me an organizer. It's like a little shelf thing, and goes in the drawer and kind of keeps everything organized. So she keeps me all organized and good to go for that as well, and it's nice.
absolutely there. And you know, the shack is always, always updating, whether it's a new piece of equipment or maybe a better arrangement or more organization or whatever. It's always a work in progress there. So I'm glad you keep you organized there and your stuff, and you have a good good signal. You had a good signal last night there on the net. You sounded good. Any WCB.
Okay, Wayne. Thank you. Yeah, I moved the cord a little bit, moved the coax instead of along the wall. I moved it up a little bit higher. Jeremiah is fascinated with the radio, and so I've had to move things around a little bit so he can't actually get a hold of it.
He'll have his day. One day, maybe he'll be a ham radio operator. But yeah, definitely little hands and daddy's toys there. Not a good combination there, especially electronic equipment or radio equipment like that. So I get you. Gotta keep it up high there, out of his reach there.
Oh yeah, for sure. So that's okay. It keeps things fresh, and been wanting to move the antenna up a little bit higher, or the coax up a little bit higher anyways. And so it works out. It's good.
That's great, man. That regard. So, glad to get your new equipment, your ICOM in the car, and Yaesu there and your base. And like I said, it was a good chat last night. Like we had a good amount of participants, good participation, and glad you're getting to utilize that.
Yeah, for sure. And I was happy with the net last night. It went well, and seemed like everybody enjoyed it. So a lot of good stuff going on, and getting ready for the fox hunt here at the end of the month, and a little bit of training there, and so we'll see. We'll see how it all goes, and keep plugging along, keep growing. Got to get more print ink for the printer so I can work on the ID cards and get those done. We've got a meeting with Henry Ford here next week, so that's the other thing I got to do is I got to head over to Henry Ford and chat with them and get to know their coordinator over there.
Oh, yes, that's right. Like I say, your calendar's filling up quick there between work and all the other things. It's going to be a busy one. But I think reading your notes there and what you said on the hospital nets and getting that back into shape, I think that's a good task. And I think there's been a lot of good progress made in that way.
Hey, 4ZYQ.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, 4ZYQ, go ahead there, Joe.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to interrupt your QSO there, but you mentioned the hospital, Henry Ford. I assume you're talking about the 19 Mile Road Airfield. I think hospital, is that the one?
Yeah, Joe. We've been going through the hospitals. Started down in 12 at Hoover. Found our radio equipment there, and then went up to McLaren, and then over to Henry Ford. We're trying to get our hospital nets going and kind of have a little bit more contact with the hospital.
Well, not to interrupt too long, but you're familiar with the
spot repeater that's located at Henry Ford right now on top of the building, and they got a radio system up on the top of that building for smart, right?
Yep, you've mentioned it a couple of times, for sure, and we actually have our own equipment there as far as the ARPSC. They were donated to Henry Ford from the District 2 Health Coalition for our district, so we've got our radios and equipment there that we're working on, but yes, I am very familiar with the smart repeater.
Yeah, just for the record, I have no opinion or anything. I'm not trying to insinuate anything. I just know if you know that repeater there, the spot one, and Bob, I can't recall his call sign offhand right now, but Bob manages it, that is one of the operators of it and takes care of it and keeps it running. So hopefully they won't interfere with each other, depending on where you guys put an antenna to work in the ER, I assume. But not to interrupt you guys too long, I just thought I'd jump in, say good evening, happy 4th of July, and hope your weekend turns out nice, KE4ZYQ.
I appreciate that there, Joe, and yeah, we'll do our best to make sure that they don't interfere. A lot has to do with Henry Ford. They've got they've got final say because it's their building, and they determine where things get put and what happens with the equipment and stuff like that. So we'll see. I'm supposed to be meeting with their coordinator next week, so we'll have a little more information and heads up on what they want. But appreciate you chiming in there, Joe. Have a good 4th of July. Stay safe. And also stay cool. It's definitely a warm one. So.
Yeah, one last thing. I signed, but one last thing I just remembered to mention to you guys, whoever does it. If you go up and set up a unit or antenna power system for whatever repeater you put up there, be aware that the smart repeater Bob had to fix one day, somebody inadvertently unplugged the power source from the outlet from the repeater and forgot to plug it back in because they used the power source, so he had to put a sign by that, do not unplug. So good luck at all you do, though, and all you guys are putting into it to get that thing running. So thanks again. KE4ZYQ on the side.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure we'll have to keep it monitored, but it's all right. We'll get things figured out here once we get chatting with them and kind of find out what they want to do. But I appreciate it there, Joe. And I'm going to turn it back over to NAWCB. This is KEYNU.
NAWCB, 73, stay there, Joe, and happy 4th of July Independence Day to you. Thankful to hear you out there, and appreciate the words of wisdom there. But anyway, I think in getting the hospital that's going again, being able to do it monthly, and, again, it's a lot of these places have sat for a while because of COVID, and, things get remodeled and shuffled around, and so, it's, once I think things get back going again, at least we'll be able to monthly monitor and keep an eye on these things. So all good in that way as we go forward there. NAWCB, back to you, David.
Yeah, definitely. So it'll be good. They sound like they're excited to have us back in the house there. So it'll be a good thing. A lot of good stuff happening, and we'll keep pushing for this new stuff. And McLaren, I think we're supposed to meet with them after the 14th of this month, so we'll sit down with them. But it'll be good. We're aiming to have a hospital liaison person, so then that way then anything comes up, they can go directly to them
and they're familiar, they'll be familiar with that person instead of just, you know, some random person or myself. It'll help them out as well. So it'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, and it's good for the county. It'll be good for the residents here to have some type of you know, radio in the EOCs of these hospitals, just in case.
Yes, I agree in that way. Again, you know, as we've monitored the other adjoining counties, neighboring counties here, you know, they're faced in the same scenario, you know, missing radios, you know, getting access to these facilities. And, but again, that helps us out, and, you know, we're not having to use the mobile radios outside of the facility, but actually in their building. I think, again, that's a
great step forward
in that way.
Okay, Wayne, for sure. We'll have 24-hour access to the hospital too, as well from both Henry Ford's and we'll obviously still got to talk to McLaren, but both Henry Ford's have guaranteed 24/7 access to the hospital and the room there, so it'll be good.
KNACAD.
Exactly. You know, too, and you know it yourself. You know, they have definitely have to pass it on to their afternoon night shift people. You know, people that are not familiar with them. You know, been there with Station 9, and people come in, you know, the race people back in the day come in, and it's like, who's this, you know, they're not familiar with the EOC setup, and it's, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, they're good, they can come in, that type of stuff, but yeah, they'll definitely, that's something that'll have to pass the word around in that way.
Yeah, for sure. Was there a station trying to call in?
CMACAD, yeah, name's Dan. Just sitting here in St. John's enjoying the conversation this evening and just judging and relaxing. We're getting ready to go over to the concert here in the park. It's 8 o'clock in fireworks. I just wanted to chime in real quick and wish everyone a happy 4th.
Appreciate you chiming in. Happy 4th. Hopefully you guys have a good time there at the concert that you guys are going to, and good weather. Can't ask for a better day, and hopefully it cools off maybe just a little bit, but not too much.
Yeah, I think the later part of the day is, we haven't ventured outside today yet. We've been in a nice air-conditioned house for the day. Just taking it easy, and we're going to head out a little bit. And we've got our club's Simplex net here on 146-44 at 7 o'clock, and we might tie into the Ithaca repeater as well. We've got one of our guys has been working on that up at the Ariel City. So, yeah, I just wanted to chime in and, like I said, say happy 4th and 73 to all. And, yeah, I don't want to interrupt the conversation. Just wanted to chime in for a second and say hi. 73, have a great holiday. KMACAD will be clear and monitoring.
Good chatting with you, KMate, DAD. Have a good evening, 73, see ya, and feel free to chime anytime you need. Definitely enjoy chatting there, but you have a good evening. This is K8YNU. I'll turn it over to you and 8WCD.
Yeah, KMate, DMD, DAD, yeah, hope you have a good holiday, and enjoy the concert tonight, definitely, and happy Independence Day to you, thankful for freedoms that we have, and I concur there with David there. Yeah, chime in anytime. Always glad to talk and add into the group here by all means. But anyways, yeah, hopefully, like say there, David, it will be good evening. It won't get humid or muggy. I know it's like say it's supposed to be really really hot tomorrow and Sunday. It's supposed to get rain, I think, later on. Back to you, sir.
Yeah. Trying to keep things cool. Thankfully, work is pretty cool. It's to the point where I need a jacket sometimes, but you know how it is. We're go to work in dispatch and step outside to warm up.
Yeah, definitely. The joke was with Mom and I I have to take out my jacket to go outside when I worked at Clinton. Yeah, it was definitely cold at dispatch there, especially at night. It got pretty chilly there. Definitely know what you mean. But at least, like I say, for you, you're in out of the humidity and that, and probably takes a couple moments there to get the car cooled off as you head north. So I'm sure that's a good thing for you as well.
Yeah, for sure. So, well, Dan, I'm going to hop off here and grab some food. I think, like I said, we're doing some burgers tonight. So, appreciate you coming along, coming north with me, and a good conversation. Looking forward to talking tomorrow, and so you guys have a good evening. Happy Freedom Day. And tell Mom we said hi, and hope you guys enjoy your evening.
Yes, I agree. Good conversation there. Absolutely. And again, 73 to both of those gentlemen if they're still listening. But anyway, yeah, thanks for the ride along. Enjoyed it, and we'll have to do this again tomorrow. And enjoy your barbecue tonight. And again, happy 4th of July Independence Day. Say, tell everyone hello. Relax, enjoy the evening there. 73 is an 88. See you with the family, and we'll talk again soon. NAWCB will be clear on your front.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. Enjoy your evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. 73 is an 88. Mom. This is KDYNU. Clear the channel.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra, W8SS, from the beautiful Fenton Fireworks Monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
W8SS, Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra monitoring from the fireworks in Fenton.
KC8FCA mobile.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.